about soil organic carbon and mineralization rights at the Wolseley Wet Prairie Mitigation Project in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Great, well, thank you for the introduction. Yes, I'm Zachary Tipton. I also would like to mention my wonderful advisors, Dr. Lisa Wood and Dr. Mary Savin, helped me out. And yeah, we're all at the University of Arkansas. So carbon dioxide is a byproduct of soil respiration that includes both root respiration and microbial respiration. I'm also going to use the term soil flux for this, and mineralization likewise, so the conversion of soil organic matter into inorganic carbon dioxide and release into the atmosphere. It is a greenhouse gas and a very hot topic. Soil has a high potential for carbon dioxide sequestration, so bringing carbon dioxide back out of the atmosphere and into capturing it into soils, and that it houses 3 times the atmospheric levels of carbon. Wetlands are interesting in that there is a reduced decay rate due to the anaerobic nature. The soil pores will fill with water and that gas exchange won't happen as readily. My study site is interesting in that they use fire as a management tool for invasive plant species. Right after the construction of the wetland area, I believe within 2 years they only documented less than 40 native Arkansas plants, and then more recently, 11 years later, they're documenting more than 400. So my objectives were to determine the effect of wetland mitigation on soil respiration, as well as the effect of burning, and likewise looking at the importance of microtopography within the areas. So my study site is the Wolseley Wet Prairie, located in Fayetteville, Arkansas. It's going to be up in the northwest. It was constructed in 2006 as a wetland mitigation project. So the wastewater treatment plant went in and they had to level out some of the native area. And then they hired a contractor to come in and create this 46 acres of wetland cells and berm system. Like I said, it is annually burned, and this year was on February 25th. Here's a picture of that fire. It was very rapid surface level fire. So it moved in within, I believe, over 90% of the 46 acres within about 3 or 4 hours. So my study design was looking at the fire versus no fire treatment. So we had fire in the wetland area here on the right, indicated by the yellow points, and versus my no fire fescue area up in the top left. And I used the fescue control there because it is a native Arkansas topography of a mound and intermound system, while I compared those to the wetland berms and then the wetland lower cells. So each of these points is paired. I used one-way ANOVA on soil respiration each day and then used descriptive analysis for the variables. Here's a quick timeline of my study. I took initial readings on February 22nd. The burn happened on the 25th, and then I went back two days after, 4:15, and 26 days after that. I did soil respiration sampling using a Licor LI8100A on 20 centimeter diameter soil collars. They were installed 24 hours before sampling, and the green biomass was clipped within the collars to prevent photosynthesis. So I'm just looking at the output of the system. I additionally looked at soil temperature and moisture using probes from the LICOR that are going to be right there in between the two instruments. So we'll first start looking at precipitation because it appears to have an effect on my sampling. So there were 2 major rain events on March 9th and March 25th, which both of these rain events were a couple days before I went back and sampled. And so on this graph, we're looking at the soil volumetric water content on the y-axis, and then on the x-axis, we're looking at the dates I sampled. So this is structured. Each 4-bar section is a sampling date. On the far left, we're looking at wetland low, and then moving on to wetland berm, fescue low, and then fescue berm. And this is going to be duplicated over the next 2 charts that I'll be showing. So there appears to be a general trend down losing soil water content. One of the requirements of the burn is that the area is dry for a few days so that it's actually going to catch fire and be successful. It appears that the rain events did have an influence on the March 13th and March 26th soil water content. And there appears to be a general trend that the low areas are holding more water than the burns and mound areas. So additionally, I looked at soil temperature. The black line going through the middle there is the daily means for the atmospheric temperature. My initial samples appeared to kind of follow the daily temperature, while 2 days after the burn, there appears to still be an increase in soil temperature after the fire went through, most notably in the wetland area because that's what was catching fire. It appears that after the February 27th readings that the soil temperature is more closely following the atmospheric temperature and that the fire treatment is not having a real substantial effect on the soil temperature. So I'm looking at soil respiration with the Lycor there. Again, the A, B, and AB designation is going to be my ANOVA. So the A is statistically significantly different from B within a 95% confidence interval. So seeing the initial results and then after the burn, it appears that soil respiration has dropped across the whole system. And then again, it appears that after that date, my next sampling date, that values are returning more to my initial reading. And then it appears that March 13th has decreased significantly with the increase in rain and the decrease in atmospheric temperature. While then the 26th, there is a significant spike in the wetland berm, which is kind of interesting. It's possible that the wetland berm started drying out faster than the rest of the system, and there were trapped gases that maybe just happened to be escaping at the point I was sampling as well. So it appears that respiration did decrease immediately following the burn, and that 1 week after the fire event, it appears that the fire treatment is having less of an effect on soil respiration, while both soil temperature and atmospheric temperature appear to kind of take over in the system and have a stronger effect of that. In conclusion, the study is trying to aid in contributing data regarding soil respiration and the carbon cycle, as well as hopefully to further add knowledge of man-made wetland systems. And then in the future, I hope to compare those to actual natural long-standing wetland systems. And I would like to thank my advisors, as well as Benjamin Runkle, who's not here, but he did lend me the Lycor, and as well as funding from the University of Arkansas Honors College and Dale Bumpers, and a few citations within that. And thank you. Yes, sir.
This was a constructed wetland.
Yes, sir.
And the berms and the wetland area. Did you do any analysis of the soil so you know any of the properties? Did you get some feeling for how different they were?
So I did take soil organic matter, and I'm running like the organic matter loss on ignition, as well as looking at particulate organic matter. Unfortunately, that data is still like in the works and did not present it here, but yes, I am taking additional soil properties. We're hoping at looking at total carbon and total nitrogen as well.
What about particle size and some of the other
things? So I just used the soil survey and kind of looked at their numbers as well. So it is a silt loam, but yes, it would be interesting to go back and look at how all that soil got mixed up in the wetland area. So yeah, that is a future plan as well.
Yeah, you probably should. What is mapped and how they get a bulldozer in there and weave things around.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Another question? Oh,
yes, ma'am.
So, okay, so you're comparing the non-burn site is in a more grassland upland area, mm-hmm. and then
That's an interesting question. Most likely. I mean, because within the burned area, the soil microbial community and root community is taking a large shock to it. So I believe I would still see somewhat of that general trend of a decrease in the burned sample area, and then more of a standard respiration and soil moisture content going on in the unburned but still wetland area.
Any questions? Okay, let's give them a round.